Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Hey, Reese, Bibbs, put the game on, man. I'm trying to see what Luka and them boys gonna do tonight, man. Mavs Outside This Podcast. Y'all know what time it is.
Hello, Mavs fans. As you can see, if you're a Patreon subscriber, I'm just out here floating in space, not intervening in nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be like Jason Kidd, the Watcher. Just chilling out here. You know, what if I had an agenda for this podcast? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if I had planned any words to say in this moment? These are the questions that we ask as we ripple through the NBA playoffs.
What if?
I'm just gonna turn this shit off.
Hold on, let me get this Galaxy at. Hold on.
There's nobody that's like listening to this on the regular podcast who won't appreciate any of this. And half the Patreons didn't watch What If, so they're not gonna appreciate it either. Let me take this junk off, man. All right. So, anyway, I hate that we only seem to record after we take a fat L. Series is 2-2. We got a win and a loss since we last spoke to y'all. It is I, Mike Bivens, on Twitter at Bibbs Corner. Joined as always by my co-host, Reese Williams, at MMR25 on Twitter. Reese is decked out. He got the white, got the Jesus piece hanging.
I actually like beige cream, but.
The blur effect.
Under the light, so it's like.
Yeah, I think the blur effect is also doing some stuff. You're like, you just like a priest, like on break or something. You're ready to do a black exorcism or some shit. Anyway.
Need to exercise? Never mind.
Reese, I tried to come up like, do we want to talk about game three first? But I don't have it. I don't have it in me.
If we won this game, we would have talked about game three first, then we would have talked about this. But after this game, after the way this game, I don't want to talk about a win after a loss like this.
Right.
Like, I could feel it in my bones coming into this game. I said, something don't feel right. And then when Kawhi was listed, I knew Kawhi wasn't going to play. After the last game,
he wasn't going to play. He looked bad, yeah.
He looked bad. Then it was confirmed. I was like, it's going to be the same shit, isn't it? it's going to be the same shit. And after that win, I was like, I want to get on here and talk shit. Like, right. The next game. But the way people are acting and the way these videos coming out with the, you'd have thought we won the fourth game. We won four games. You would have thought that was us moving on to the second round, the way people were acting. And I said, something don't feel right. I feel a storm coming. Game four is not what we think it's going to be. And it,
if I wasn't a Mavs fan, I would have been plotting on our downfall. Because the shit was agreed. It was too much. It was too much. It was way too much.
Now, granted, I think we start so much because of the people we follow. I don't think it was like other fan bases saw it that much, to be honest. Maybe that day, but like it continued after that for us. I don't think everybody else saw it, continued to see it, but I could feel it, man. And
PG then, saw it. PG did the thing during the game.
I mean, PG was there.
I mean, as far as how it got blown up, like it was a thing.
He heard what PJ said, probably, but PG, man, I mean, granted, he had 26 in the first half and he finished with like 33 points, but like.
He'd be so quiet lately.
Huh?
PG be so quiet. Like.
Once he started talking shit, I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers turned up. Like, they motivated. and they started hitting shots like they was motivated in the first half. I'm like, they can't shoot like this the entire game again, right? The PG game came. And he played like a superstar tonight. At least two people did.
Three people, I'm sorry. Talking to my fiance about this, and I was like, the Clippers, for a couple of reasons, they're like a dog that's dying, right? They always say an animal that's dying is unpredictable. It's going to give you everything it got. It got nothing else to lose. They're trying to get to these rings. They don't have a lot of time left. They're not just going to roll over and take it. That's just not what's going to happen here. And it's a combination of they weren't going to do that in this series, and they're not going to do that in general, just because this is their reality is we got to win now, period. Kawhi, no Kawhi. We're going to be a year older next year, and these bodies ain't holding up. But they already both have dealt with some stuff. They're not what they used to be. They're not just going to sit here and lose. You got to go out there. You got to come out ready. Expect their strongest punch on every move. They like Annie in the woods when she was tied up.
Who?
Annie.
Annie who?
Female Titan.
Oh, motherfucker, you gotta be more specific. I'm thinking, I'm like, when was that little orphan girl tied up in the woods? What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I also been drinking, so.
Oh, shit. Nah, but yeah, like the Mavs came out with absolutely no energy. The fans didn't have no energy in the beginning either. I don't know what the hell was going on.
I mean, and, any energy they might have had, the Clippers shot it out of the building.
Yeah, so like they were hitting everything, and it's one of those situations where I was like, and I tweeted, I was like, you know, if they're gonna hit shots like this, ain't shit you can do. But our offense looks terrible too. So we need to. As far as like what's the most egregious thing, the offense got to get tightened up. And so for me, what I realized during this game, it's not even something I realized during this game, it's something I'm aware of. It came to a way for me to actually talk about it. Having Luka and Kyrie is cool because they can go out and get you a bucket, manufacture a shot at any point in time. In almost any situation, they'll find a way to get a shot off. What that has done is given Jason Kidd the luxury of not doing a goddamn thing to make sure that other people can be involved in certain ways. And we do have a few set plays that we trotted out over the course of the season. But what I saw in this game, during a stretch, especially when we were really cold, and Kyrie wasn't doing anything yet. He hadn't started heating up. Luka, I don't know what the hell Luka was doing. He took so many horrible shots. I don't even know what to say. And of course, superstars, they're allowed to take some bad shots. Luka took a lot of shots. So I was like, what the? He's about to shoot this bullshit. Here it go. And it what was he, 1 for 11 from three, 1 for 9? I can't remember which one it was. 1 for 9 or 1 for 11.
Keep talking.
I know he's hurt. That's a factor. But he's still big as hell. I wish he would do more to get inside and score. Especially when his shot's not falling. Get in the paint, get fouled, get to the free throw line, like whatever. I wish he was one of those players that's like, my shot's not falling. Let me get it somewhere else. Let me get it another way. With that said, again, Luka and Kyrie can manufacture buckets. They can manufacture scores all the time. That can't be the entire offense. There was a point in this game where I could see PJ itching to be involved and do something. And he was able to in a fast break one time. He got the ball, looked for Luka, Kyrie. Neither one of them was open. Drove it. Nobody picked him up. Went straight at Plumlee, got the and one.
Yep.
Through the next possession, he shot a three, if I'm not mistaken. I think he missed and got his own rebound or something like that and scored. But regardless.
That and one, if it's the one I'm thinking about, was his last bucket.
He might. I think he did get a three, but he missed it. I don't think he got the. I don't think he took the shot after that.
Okay.
But like I could see him itching to get involved, and we talked about it. He's looked like the third guy in this series. There has to be a way to draw something up for him. There has to be a way to get him a shot, to get him a look, to get him a drive at the basket. Early in the game, there was a possession where he pump fake, put the ball on the floor when we were down 30 or whatever. Pump fake, put it on the floor, got to the rim, got a reverse layup. I had just said to myself, not to myself, I guess I was there was people in the room, but I just said, like, we're taking all these jumpers. We don't have physicality. We're not putting pressure on the rim. We're not making them feel us in any way. And then PJ did that, and I was like, this is the type of play we need. We need some stuff going at the rim. Like, we need to try to get fouled, we need to try to get dunked, we need to try to like make them feel our bodies, because passing it around the perimeter and shooting a three, it's nothing. They just stand there and watch us pass the ball. We shoot a three and that's that. Like, they go down the other way. That's not good basketball. So PJ putting it on the floor excited me. He had a couple of those moments where I said, PJ is clearly the third guy, but we have no way to like intentionally get him involved in the offense, and that's an oversight, especially in a situation where Luka is hobbled. We need to have some 2-3 plays for PJ.
It's insane how one of the greatest and smartest point guards to ever play the game just refuses to run like sets and plays. And it's weird because in game two, there was a play we constantly ran where Luka got a wedge screen and right. He was screened, come across, he'd either get the switch. It wasn't designed to get the switch, but it's designed to get him lower on the block, closer to the basket, to post up either Harden or Westbrook. And I'm not saying you have to run that exact same play because the Clippers are a smart team, coached by a smart coach.
Right.
But have them ready for that. But coming out the first quarter, every single game, running the same shit. Hey, Luka, ISO, screen. Oh, if you lose your dribble, pass it, get it back. Do the same shit over again. Kyrie, you sit over there until Luka's not hitting, and then we'll give you the ball. No, run the two-man game with Luka and Kyrie out the gate, or try to get the role players involved early in the game. In game three, when we dominated, we were getting a lot of lobs at the basket, a lot of buckets in the paint, a lot with our bigs. Shout out to Daniel Gafford, who got like, I believe he got like 2 buckets and that I saw in the first quarter of the very few fucking points that we got. But we went away from all of that. We went away from all of it. And I understand Luka's hurt, but I'm going to say the same thing I said about Kawhi. If you out there, you're playing. I can't give you the hurt excuse if you out there playing. We wasn't giving them the hurt excuse.
Right, and you're going to be judged.
You're going to be judged. I didn't say, oh, he's hurt when he was dropping buckets on them niggas the last two games. And I don't want to jump ahead, so I'm going to wait to talk about the fourth quarter. But you can't let them get out the hot starts like that. You can't start out with big deficits like that. It was almost a carbon copy repeat of game one. Literally.
Yeah.
Like, why and everything. You know,
yeah, that's all
going to come out aggressive. It feels like we weren't ready. And I don't understand how you can't be ready four games into a series at home.
It felt like the team played like the fans were acting. Like it was over. Like it was a formality that we had to play these rest of the games. And that's just not it. As of today, no shit that has occurred up to this point matters. It's a three-game series, best of three. First team to win two.
Now, granted, I did say Mavs in six, but still, I didn't want us to lose this fucking game.
This would have been a great statement win.
Yeah.
If we win it. And I know people say, oh, you know, we battled from down 31 and blah, blah, blah. We had the lead. I don't give a fuck about anything that happened before that. A good coach finishes that game.
You know how we lost the lead? Bad coaching.
Allowing James Harden to take six field goals in the fourth quarter, I think it was. Was it six in the fourth quarter or just down the stretch? Six field goals in the fourth quarter or down the stretch, I'm going to find it. It was 5 for 6. And they were all floaters.
Because
instead how many times does James Harden have to get into the paint? Go ahead.
No.
How many times does he have to do it? How many times does he have to do that before you do something different? Yeah, James Harden in his quote was? I said what?
Did you hear what his quote was? I saw him on Twitter.
I think I saw you quote it, so I'll let you respond to it. Go ahead.
He said, first of all, he stuck with Maxey in the fourth for spacing, which didn't make Maxey a fucking difference on offense because Luka wasn't getting to the paint and we weren't getting shots, open ones. So whatever, there's that. Then he said, which really pissed me off, I'd rather live with Harden twos than his step back threes. Here's why that pisses me off.
That makes no fuck.
That makes no sense. How about you live with y'all weren't getting a stop. PJ wasn't even playing. PJ wasn't even. This is what PJ's doing. He's playing him to the side, forcing him to one side. He's one of the greatest guards of all time. Why do you think one of the greatest guards of all time can only dribble with one hand?
They were like, it was so bad. Like, what? Even the whole game. Like, I'm watching James Harden. He's doing whatever the hell he wants. Like, at this point, he's been doing the same shit for 10 years. What the fuck? Even seeing the same defenses. Why the fuck do you think you can play him one way an entire game and he's just gonna sit and it's gonna fail? Like he's practiced this shit. He does this. You're gonna let him rhythm dribble into practice moves. PJ might as well have been a coach with a pad, like a blocking pad, just running beside him. He didn't give a fuck that PJ was there. When Josh Green was on him, same thing. You drove on Josh Green, got to the middle, one little quick step, shoot over him. That's practice shots. You're not even making him work at that point. You got to time your blitzes at him and shit like that. You got to, all right, as soon as he gets to the free throw line, the second man come over, man on the baseline, rotate to cut off the pass to the big. Like that type of stuff. You got to fuck with his timing. You can't let him get into his rhythm, get into his dance. Like he could do that shit with his eyes closed. These were practice shots. He's taking almost the entire night. The PG shit, can't do nothing about that. He was taking tough jumpers, hitting them. Fuck it. Dude, you did your job. The James Harden shit is what pissed me off.
That PG shit, I was watching at this party. I had my phone right here. I'm like, and I see him in the corner. Dirk Jones Jr. is smothering this dude. I said, in his jersey. I said, he about to make some bullshit. I could feel it because
I say shit.
He was doing it all night. He could not miss. I said, he about to make some bullshit. And what did he do, bitch?
Hit some bullshit.
He hit some bullshit. That put the game away for me.
That was that Kawhi shot.
Only there was no buzzer.
No buzzer, no 17 nope. bounces on the rim. But
straight bottom of the net, too. It ain't even bouncing around. He said, I would rather, he's basically saying, I would rather live with James Harden getting a wide open layup, because that's what it was every single time. Like, damn it, was in a row.
That shit pissed me off so much.
Maxi Kleber was under the basket. You know how you play 2K and you under the basket and you try to jump and you don't really do shit? You don't contest. That's what it was. Like, that wasn't even drop defense. That was...
Yeah, like, he's, like, got a hand, like, watching Zubac and shit. And, like, what the fuck is that doing? This nigga is doing floater after floater. Like, put an elbow in his chest or something. Hit him in the nuts. I don't care. Do something different.
We're not getting to the basket with these fucking ISOs on offense. No. So the spacing is doing nothing.
No.
We were living off of some miraculous threes, mainly by Kyrie, and a nice drive and finish by Derek Jones Jr. Living off of shit like that. A nice and one from PJ. Put in a fucking big to get a stop on defense and worry about the offense later. Because you're a James Harden got like 4 or 5 floaters in a fucking row. No one was there to defend it. Like, we didn't even try. That's what you're saying you're gonna live with? When once we got the lead, okay, it's on you to keep it and not give it back up. We lost.
Right.
How many fucking points?
Dog. Hold up, real quick.
5 points.
Maxi was in the space to floor. Maxi took one fucking shot. One.
And you know what's crazy? He wasn't getting any shots.
He took one shot. I saw there was, like, right after he hit the shot, the next possession, wide open again, he didn't even take the shot.
Well, I will say, technically, he hit 2, but one of them came at a shot clock. So I'll give him credit for it, even though it ain't on the box score. But
boo.
This shit don't matter.
One shot.
It don't matter. The shooters weren't getting up. Now, wait, no, I'm sorry. In the second half, it seemed like the shooters weren't getting open. In the first half, they couldn't make a damn shot. Dante Exum, Josh Green, Matt.
That Green was 3 for 5.
Huh?
That Green was 3 for 5.
I said in the first half.
Okay.
I just meant everybody collectively. The shots wasn't falling.
I got you.
Yeah, the shots wasn't falling. But I feel like with a better coach, we win this game, man. And I hate, in that first game, I said, hey, man, we're not going to put this on Jason Kidd. I'm putting this one on Jason Kidd. Not solely on Jason Kidd, but he's part of the goddamn problem. And I know that extension is already signed. Fuck.
Hold up. I got to go back to Maxi. I mean, I got to go back because I was looking at the wrong game because I confirmed something.
Josh Green shot 0 for 3.
He was 0 for 2 from 3. Yeah, 0 for 3 for the game. But yeah, Maxi took one shot in both of the last 2 games. The fuck is he spacing?
PJ shot 1 like, for 5 from 3.
Do they think that the Clippers can't see the box score? They can't see that Maxi took one shot in each of the last 2 games and say, hey, that nigga open, leave him open. You could close out late to him, he gonna panic. You ain't got to be on him. You just get a close out to him later if he get the ball. Just make him think that you closing out, he gonna pass it. He think the Clippers ain't figured that shit out yet.
Derek Lively had 8.6 rebounds, and I know for a fact he could defend the basket. I'd much rather have him in those final minutes than Maxi Kleber for spacing when we're not defending at the basket and there's no point of space in the floor. I'm sorry. Why the fuck does Luka just refuse to take mid-range shots when they're begging him to off those pick and rolls?
I don't know what he got going on mentally. He hasn't had a good game yet, as far as I'm concerned.
The nigga is okay. His knees, huh?
He hasn't had a good Luka game yet.
He hasn't. I'm gonna be honest. It's the worst playoff series I've ever seen.
And it's not Terrence Mann. I know they tried to give Terrence Mann credit. Luka's making his own decision.
Luka is shooting himself in the foot.
He's doing his own turnovers, doing his own misses, taking his own stupid shots, not taking certain shots that he should be taking. That's all on Luka. Fuck Terrence Mann. He might as well not even be there as far as I'm concerned. Ain't nobody shutting down Luka. Luka's shutting down Luka. And I don't know what it is. It don't look like it's the injury. It's not that he's not getting lift or push off. Like he's getting to the same position he usually does. I just don't know what he's doing when he gets there.
If I have to see this fucking Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren AT&T commercial one more time, I'm going to kill myself. What a pro wants, what a pro. I get it. You got a new phone. Damn. I'm frustrated. You can't tell.
You good?
I'm frustrated, man.
Oh, man.
I still got faith. It was always Mavs and six for me. But this is not a game you get. Like, I hate when we give away not easy games. I don't want to disrespect the Clippers like that. The Clippers are a good team. The Clippers are playing great basketball. But you have to take advantages of games like this. You're at home. Their best player is out. You ride in momentum from the last two games. Come out hot. And the team that came out hot was the team that just lost their best player, just lost the last two games. They wanted it more. That's all. And shout out to the Mavs for bringing it closer in the second half. But in the end, it did not matter. Shout out to Linkin Park.
Technical difficulties.
But you have to take advantage of games like this. You're riding off a high momentum. You just won two games in a row. Last game was a big victory. And they're losing their best player. And this is how you come out again. You would think you learned your lesson from game fucking one. And you come out like this. And then you come back in the game in the second half. You get the lead at one point and you blow it again from bad coaching and lack of adjustments. It's just frustrating.
Yeah. Again, we're reminded that Jason Kidd is our coach.
Yeah.
As much as people, I ain't better. He got a third place vote for coach of the year.
I saw that bullshit.
I don't know. They already talking about extensions and shit. Say what you want. I I've always been of the belief that going into the final 5 minutes of a game, it's close. I got Luka and Kyrie. They can close it. But to ask them to do that for 48 minutes is fucking stupid. They both played 44 minutes tonight, I believe. Dante Exum ain't giving us a goddamn thing.
At all.
It's bad for us. Not having that third ball handler. I don't know. It feels like we're not getting the most out of this team.
They both play 45 minutes.
Okay. We're not getting the most out of this team. At this point, I don't think. Not that there's a ton missing, but again, I can see that PJ wants it. I can see that PJ is ready for that bigger role. Hey, Luka is not working for you. Go through me for a second. Like, I can see he's ready for that. I trust him to get those looks. He played 41 minutes. By the way, Luka played 44-41, and Kyrie played 44-33. PJ Washington played 41-16. 9 shots, but that's the same. PJ got the same amount of shots as Derrick Jones Jr. It's not working for me. We got to find ways to get PJ involved.
I don't expect to see Dante Exum for the rest of the series.
Dante Exum played 2 minutes. And, yeah, if he never plays again, nobody's going to cry.
No one will notice.
Jaden Hardy played 3 minutes or 241. was surprised to see him a little bit. Accepted that he was probably in there because they probably would have put Tim in there. And they wanted to give him that shot. Luka drove, got into the middle of the paint. Jaden Hardy was wide open.
Nobody was trying to get out to him. Luka did not give him the ball. I was a little bit upset by that. If he's in there, use
him. It's not like he's give a non-shooter.
Give him the fucking ball. Let him shoot. This game had every reason to be the game that we make a statement. We go up 3-1. We demoralize the Clippers. They blow second. They tie the biggest blown lead in NBA playoffs history. Instead, they survive and they get to go back home, reset the series, and try again to establish themselves as the better team. James Harden's playing his ass off. Again, like you said, I don't want to take anything away from him at all. PG playing his ass off in this game. I don't want to take anything from them, but a lot of what James Harden did, he did not have to work for.
No, at all.
It was handed to him. Jason Kidd said he would rather live with James Harden twos than step back threes. Is that the only option there to allow him easy twos? Or allow him
to step back coach? Yes.
It just feels like, again, Jason Kidd is who we thought he was. He is who he told us he was. He is the watcher. Adjustments on the fly are not a thing that's going to occur. If James Harden makes 2-3 floaters in a row, God damn it, I'm not allowing another fucking floater. For what? I don't know.
Next game is important, man. Y'all got 2 days. 2 days.
2 days off?
2 days off. Next game is Wednesday.
So get Luka in the hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah, do something to that knee. Because I'm tired of people saying, oh, we ain't even got the Luka game yet. The Luka game is coming. I don't think that bitch coming.
He don't look like it's coming.
He don't.
I don't know what he look like. Shout out to Kyrie.
Yeah.
Put the team on his back in this one. Gave us a shot. Jason Kidd did not help. Jason Kidd lazy as hell. Jason Kidd got no creativity. Jason Kidd has no, all right, this shit ain't working. Let me fix it right now in him. Let's when just ride it.
Cooking, Jason Kidd don't know what the fuck to do.
It's bad. It's hard. Hard as a fan, but 2-2, not the end of the world. We can get it right. We can get it corrected. God damn, I'm tired of playing the Clippers in the playoffs.
Yeah.
This shit can never just be easy. We got to go 6 minutes.
Hey, man, if we lose this series,
ain't nothing going to change. It's going to spend the offseason saying, oh, we got a year together. And we got some new pieces. They're going to get more experience together. And this team is young. They're going to grow together. Like, that's all we're going to get. And, you know, maybe we could add this piece or that piece type of stuff. Like, it's not going to be no dramatic change for Jason Kidd, if that's what we're talking about. But it is what it is. You want to get into these game grades for the last 2 minutes?
I forgot all about that shit, for sure.
Go back to game three.
Game three.
We just going to fly through it. Shit, so. We got to fly through it. We're not going to talk about the game. Okay. We won the game. Congrats. Derrick Jones Jr., what's his grade for that game?
I don't even fucking...
Say what?
Eight.
Right, let me write this shit down, actually. Oh, man. What? All right, here we go. You said an 8?
Yeah.
All right, for the night.
So what?
Night? Is that the ice cream truck?
You about to get out the car or something?
No, I'm just making sure ain't no weird shit happening out here. Okay. Tonight. I'll give it Derrick Jones Jr. a 9 for both games. Matter of fact, I'm giving him a 10. No, he missed two dunks. I'm giving him a 9 for both games. What you got? What was the grade for tonight?
For tonight, he gets a 9. All right.
Luka game 3.
9.
22, 10, and 9. 7 for 25. You give him a 9?
Yeah.
I gotta drop him to an 8.
For game 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
And tonight?
6.
I might go lower. He got the tech.
Your camera off.
Say what?
Your camera off.
Did I turn it off? I didn't. Maybe you don't want me to be on camera on a note. It's because I'm like, you don't want to see me my face all in the camera and shit, I guess. Let's see if I can do it like that. Luka tonight, I'm going 5. Kyrie, game 3. Game 3 of 10?
Yep.
And tonight?
10.
Then we'll go 9, 10. Whatever. Let me double check. Hey, I got too much shit going on. All right. Yeah. I'm going to go. Yep. I'm going 10, 10 as well. PJ, game 3.
10.
And tonight?
8.
Okay. Definitely going 10 for game 3. I'm going to go 9 for tonight. And this is his first grade lower than a 10 for both of us.
Yeah, I figured.
Maxie game 3. I'm going 6.
I'm trying to remember Maxie's contributions that game. I'm gonna give Maxie 8. I'm sorry. For game 3, I'm gonna give Maxie 8.
8.
Yeah.
Maxie. Right. And tonight.
A 5.
Is it a 5?
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm going to go double 6s, but let me just. Yeah. It depends on if I want to hold that stuff at the end against him. I don't think I do. You said 5 for the night, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go double 6s personally. 6 for the last game, 6 for this game. I want to be meaner, but I can't. Lively game 3.
10.
And tonight?
10.
And this is based on your expectations of him, right?
Yeah.
All right. I definitely want to give him a 10 for tonight. Try to remember game 3. Should have wrote this shit down after the game.
Yeah, like 12
points. That's what I'm gonna do now. Say what?
I think he had like 10 points in the first half.
Yeah, 13 points, 2 boards, and 2 blocks. That's gotta be a 10.
Whoa. I didn't see that.
What?
Bobby Porter basically about to fight Andrew Nembhard.
Oh, Lord. Did he get ejected?
He got ejected, yeah. He grabbed his head and everything. What the fuck?
Did Tim play in the last game?
No.
And he definitely didn't play tonight. So we're going to go ahead and give him the ass. Exum, did he play a statistically relevant amount of minutes in the previous game?
Man, he probably played about five. Skip him.
We're skipping Exum. We'll go ahead and cross him out. All right. Daniel Gafford.
10.
For the last game?
Yeah.
And today?
8.
I'm going to go 9, 8 myself. Josh, game 3. Yeah. And tonight?
9. Eight.
I'm going 7 tonight. I think that's everybody.
It is.
I'm not going to do the math on this yet. It's interesting to watch so far. Yeah, we both been pretty hard on Luka.
Turn your camera.
Yeah, I'm about to. I just set it back on the camera holder or the phone holder. It's going to be very interesting to look at these grades after the series is over. It's hard after a loss in a series. I quoted the guy that said, can't remember who it was that said it. After your team wins a game in a playoff series, it feels like you never lose again. After your team loses, it feels like you never win again. It's easy to feel that way. You got to wait days before you play the next game. You don't got a coach that makes game plans and shit. Really. But what are you most encouraged by as we stand today as far as, like, getting a Game 5 win? What do you most like that you've seen that you think we can exploit, or what do you think that we haven't seen yet that we might see that'll be a positive?
I can't think of anything that we haven't seen that we might see. I can only just think of what we've already seen that we need to continue to do as far as the offense goes. The defense, outside of that bullshit drop that we was doing in the fourth quarter with James Harden, the defense has been outstanding, in my opinion. The offense has been the main problem. Like, when the Clippers are getting big leads on us, they just hitting great shots. You tip your cap to that. It's nothing you can do about that, but continue to play great defense. The offense has a lot of work to do to remain consistent, but it's not things that I saw that we haven't done. It's just things I saw that we did do that we just need to continue to do, i.e. game 2 and 3. You always look at, as far as film, when you're down, don't look at what got you down. Look at what you did to come back. Look at the things you, of course, you're going to look at the things you did wrong, but the main focus should be, what did we do right? What worked? How can we continue to do this? And I feel like they did not continue to do the things that worked in the last two games, in this game at all. Get back to that until it stops working.
Yeah, I would like to see Jason Kidd. Let me just stop myself. I would like to see a little more lively in stretch situations, if you will. Maxi spacing the floor is a myth. I would rather have a a guy like Lively, I would rather put Jason Kidd, or I would rather tempt James Harden with the idea of driving against big versus the idea of driving with Maxey standing stationary in the paint. Maxey is not that guy. He is a help side shot blocker. He is not a straight up shot blocker. Guys know that by this point in time. And that was hard to watch down the stretch. That was hard to watch. As far as what I'm encouraged by, or what I hope for, one, as we mentioned, we have not seen the Luka game. I would like to see Luka pursue more efficient shots. Jacking up 9 ugly ass threes, not sexy enough for me. Especially you missed the first. Again, he gonna do what he gonna do, but if it's not working and we need a bucket, you got to give me something else. There's more in your bag than this. I would love to see a couple of situations, a couple of plays drawn up for PJ Washington, whether it's something to get him going downhill with the ball in his hands, like he has a little floater. Let's draw something up to get him that floater, or something to get him the ball inside the paint near the rim area. He's an athlete. He's a big, strong dude. Like, we should be able to utilize that on the basketball court. We should be able to utilize that to get some type of scoring going. I agree with you about the defense. Overall, I'm not mad at it, but we can't let a guy like James Harden or PG do the same thing 6 times and not make any type of change. That's absurd. Yeah. 2-3 times in a row, we got to do something different. Even if we fake doing something different, we got to give them something to think about. You can't just let them do it. That's absurd. And Jason Kidd got to know better than that. I don't give a damn. That's where I'm at with it.
I'm over this shit.
You got anything else to say?
Hell no.
All right. We're going to try to hopefully get a chance to react to a win at some point in time. You said the next game is Wednesday, so we'll be doing our weekly show anyway. The weekly's on me.
Should we just do the weekly show Thursday?
We'll see where we at. I don't know what my day going to look like. Wednesday,
Wednesday's game is at 10, I think.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah.
And we'll do the reaction with that.
Yeah.
On to game 5. New series. Reset.
Here's what it is.
Here's what it is. No Mason Cam. Till next time,
series, man.
Say what?
Best of 3 series.
Yeah. You on the stoppage still, so till next time, folks. Peace.
Peace.